Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The next phase of the special election to fill the open U.S. Senate seat for Massachusetts is now underway. Democratic Congressman Ed Markey and his competitor, Republican nominee Gabriel Gomez, are just hours past their primary victories, but they're already out hustling for votes in June. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
The contrasts in experience couldn't be clearer. A 37-year congressman, Markey has the profile of a political warhorse steeped in the state's long history of Democratic Party dominance. At 47, Gomez is the fresh political face, a former Navy SEAL and successful businessman whose parents emigrated here from Colombia.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Greeting voters this morning at a South Boston tea station, Gomez emphasized the contrast.
There couldn't be a sharper contrast. I mean, you've got somebody here who literally, in 1976, was playing Little League Baseball when Congressman Markey first got elected. There can't be a better poster boy for term limits than Congressman Markey. This is somebody who, when he first ran and got elected, said that he'd served two terms, self-imposed. Well, I think we're now on his 19th or 20th term, and he's been down there since 1976.
Congressman Markey is offering his own comparisons.
Gabriel Gomez says that he is not pro-choice. I am pro-choice. Gabriel Gomez says that he does not believe that there should be a ban on assault weapons, that he does not believe that there should be a ban on these magazines with so many bullets on them attached to an assault weapon that they really only belong on the battlefields of the world, but not on the streets of the United States. Well, I believe that we should be banning assault weapons. I believe that we should be banning these magazines.
Markey appeared this morning at a Democratic Party unity event. The loser of the Democratic primary, South Boston Congressman Stephen Lynch, was by Markey's side. Like Republican Gomez, Lynch had played the outsider card. But now, Lynch says he was criticizing the Washington Democratic machine, not Markey.
Think about the hidden machine here. And that's the outside money. That's the big money that's in play here. That's what people in Massachusetts should be rejecting.
Markey is again asking Gomez to take the so-called People's Pledge to discourage third-party campaign spending in the race, just as then-Senator Scott Brown and now-Senator Elizabeth Warren did in their contest. But Gomez rejects the idea. He says Markey's past record of taking lobbyist money makes that a hypocritical offer.
I will only take one pledge, and it's the pledge I took when I was a naval officer, and that's to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Gomez's first challenge to Markey, three debates between now and the June 25th election. Although he won't commit to a specific number, Markey says it's on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.